Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
I follow you. I think you know the way. If we were pigs, then we'd be getting dirty.
So yeah, winding down 2016, dipped below a million barrels. Now we're over a million barrels. Just how did 2016 look in your view?
Well, 2016 was definitely a year of retraction or retrenchment, I guess, for industry. We started the year at $21 a barrel and ended at 40, and started the year at over a million barrels a day, dropped down below a million barrels a day, and then in October briefly went back above a million barrels a day, although no one that I've talked to really expects that we're going to sustain a million barrels a day at even at current rig count and completion activity levels, and particularly not with the kind of winter that we're having. So for the first time in about 3 or 4 years, we're actually having a good old North Dakota winter. I think Bismarck snowfall is number 4 all-time record. So that will slow things considerably.
You mentioned that it might drop down significantly starting in 2017. I was going to ask you about the symbolism of this as far as going from $20 to $40 barrels and still kind of maintaining around that million barrel, but you made a comment that made me believe that I might not be as optimistic about the symbolism. It seems to me like production's going to fall off in 2017, or that's the anticipation at least.
I think the anticipation is that production is going to fall for the first half of 2017. And then around mid-2017, sometime in the second quarter of 2017, we're going to see price levels and weather and activity such that we can stabilize production or actually begin to grow production again. But the way it stands right now, the October production increase looked like, more like a fluke or an anomaly than the normal trend. It was a situation where wells had been choked back due to very low prices around mid-year, and operators saw an opportunity to generate some cash flow and open some wells up. But the number of completions and the number of rigs operating are not sufficient to sustain those production levels. Sometime in the second quarter, it's anticipated that world supply and demand will be in balance, and that we'll be solidly in that $50 to $60 price band. That will afford operators an opportunity to begin completing the roughly 900 drilled uncompleted or not completed wells that we have in North Dakota, and that should allow us to stabilize production in the low 900s and then towards the end of the year begin to build production again.
Now, I know the Bakken's made up of several different areas, so price can fluctuate in terms of what's going to make somebody go drill a well. Have we got a moderate price or a average price that people can look at when activity might start up again? And furthermore, do the oil companies still need 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months of a price stabilization before they can get the capital they need?
Well, everybody continues to talk about sustained $50 per barrel West Texas Intermediate to justify adding frac crews. There have been a few frac crews added. I visited with the service companies, and I think we've grown from roughly 7 that were operating to 12. And sometime early next year, they expect to be at 15. But that's in contrast to 50 crews that were working here in 2013. So that's still down substantially. Operators still are talking $60 West Texas Intermediate before they seriously begin to pull drilling rigs out of the mothballs and add to the rig count. So, most of the rigs are going to remain in the yard until operators can see sustained $60 oil. I think the big concern in the mind of operators, as I've been talking to them, is that there are roughly 5,000 non-completed wells nationwide. So the initial response of completing those in that $50 to $60 price band is going to tend to hold prices down or keep prices below that $60 price point until a good deal of that inventory is exhausted.
Let's transition to natural gas, if we would, for a second. Start off with just how do the natural gas numbers look in 2016?
Well, actually, you know, natural gas is kind of the opposite story of crude oil. We started the year at 1.6 billion cubic feet a day, and by October, natural gas production had built to a little over 1.7 billion cubic feet a day. So it actually increased instead of declining with the oil production. And that is the result of drilling in the core area of the Bakken, which has a much higher gas-oil ratio, and also the focus of the midstream companies on infrastructure, gathering infrastructure, compression, and processing infrastructure in the core areas of the Bakken. So at the same time that natural gas production built, flaring actually decreased from about 15% of gas being flared down to as low as 8%. We did have a spike in flaring in October, but that was entirely due to one of the major gas transmission pipelines being shut down for some road construction up in Saskatchewan.
How are we doing on pipelines? Are all the natural gas pipelines in the ground? Are we expecting more in 2017?
Yeah, there appears to be adequate transmission pipeline for moving natural gas out of the state, but gathering pipeline continues to be built at a very rapid pace. And so the midstream companies have indicated that they intend to continue building 2,000 to 3,000 miles of gathering pipelines for the next 5 years. At that point, they really think the build-out will be completed and we'll see a rapid drop-off in terms of gathering pipeline construction. But the expectation is that there's going to be somewhere between 10,000 and 15,000 miles of natural gas gathering pipelines built over the next 5 years.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
I'm the car, you only put enough in to go so far. Well, come on, baby, I feel
the music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. To find out more about Tom Peckscamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp.
Stud, you can be Bugs Bunny, I'll be Elmer Fudd. I'll follow you, I think you know the way. If we were pigs, we'd be getting dirty. I said, I kinda like that, we kinda like that girl. We kinda like that, we kinda like that. We kinda like that, we kinda like that girl.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field.
Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. But more importantly, the Davis Refinery is going to provide jobs, hiring locals first, as well as those who have served our military. After construction, the Davis Refinery is going to employ 200 permanent jobs in Bellefield, North Dakota. Studies show that those 200 permanent jobs will have a social impact and a ripple for 2,500 jobs. That's the Davis Refinery and the Meridian Energy Group, powering a working North Dakota. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.